I'm actually sitting on the stage at the moment, staring at rows and rows of empty seats, waiting for the audience to come tonight. So it's going really well. We've got a fantastic cast, brilliant creatives, and we've been rehearsing for the last 3 or 4 weeks. But like you said, it's been a long road to get to this point.
Absolutely. And as you say, this was launched kind of unknown territory, really, as to how it would go. And it was all about bringing Shakespeare to life. And you really wanted to get people involved and local schools coming along. I mean, as far as that side of it is concerned, do you think that's working?
Oh, yeah, we've absolutely hit our targets there. We're really excited about that. We're just shy. We plucked a figure from the air of 1,000 school children that we wanted to come and see the show. Which is very ambitious. And I think we've hit about 860 or something at last count. But there's still time if there's any schools out there listening. And we are running quite heavily discounted tickets for school groups. If you've got a GCSE class or if your child is studying any Shakespeare play, it's worth coming to see it because it's a lot easier to watch a play than it is to read one.
Yeah, because last time we spoke, we did say, of course, Shakespeare was writing plays. Plays are to be performed. So you often, reading it, you're like, what is going on? But when you see it, you get it. Yeah. Is that what you find from the audience? Is it suddenly clicks?
Absolutely. And Macbeth is probably one of the most accessible of his plays as well, because there's, it's a very gripping, great story, which I won't put too many spoilers in. But it is just sort of one main storyline that runs through. There's not lots of complicated subplots. So once the roller coaster starts, it just carries on right to the end.
And tell us a little bit about the theatre as well, the surroundings. You mentioned briefly there a bit about what it looks like at the moment.
Yeah, so the theatre is incredible. It's a Victorian, I think it was the largest privately owned theatre in a house in the country. It's in really amazing condition. And it's got this huge, great organ at the back, which I'm staring at the moment, which sounds incredible. And we get to play it in the show, which is very exciting. There's a lot of wood. It was originally built as a science theatre, where he wanted to show his... David Solomons, who built the theatre, wanted to show off his scientific experiments, which is a little bit strange, but that's what it was. And he also put on plays himself just for his house and his family and his friends. But I don't think it's been used professionally. So we're trying to do something a bit different. And we've actually built a huge thrust stage, which means that the audience actually sit on three sides. So it's very immersive.
And do you think the surroundings actually add to the atmosphere of the production that you're doing as well?
Oh, definitely. It's really spooky. It's a really spooky venue. There's been a few little ghostly incidents that have happened while we've been here, sort of footsteps and doors and creaks and you know, people feeling like they might have had someone's tapped on their shoulder and things like that. So it's definitely a spooky theatre, which, you know, for Macbeth, if you know the play, it's all about the supernatural and, sort of ghostly goings on and witches and things. So, yeah, I have to say locking up the theatre last night was a little bit scary, but it's fine.
Sounds fantastic. So I know you've only just started this run. You're on until the 24th of November, but obviously this is going incredibly well. What are the plans moving forward for the Shakespeare projects and what you want to happen, you know, in the months and years to come?
Well, hopefully. I mean, the thing that's been sort of the most ambitious thing about this is obviously we're trying to run a theatre company and a theatre show in a space that, although it is a theatre, it hasn't any of the infrastructure of a modern theatre. So we've had to put a lot of things in. We also don't have a particularly big team at the moment. So it's basically me and a few people trying to scurry around and get everything done. So it's been quite stressful this year. But the plan is next year to do more Shakespeare, keep that going, maybe do some other work as well, maybe a few tours around the region. But I would love to, because by doing this show at Solomon's this year, we've kind of found, you know, where there are obstacles, where there are things that we could do better next year. So the plan is to try and spend a bit of time having a debrief with the venue and then hopefully do another run next year, maybe a comedy.